It's not lost on me as we come to the story of the woman in the well today. Something that's planned, something that's actually in the lectionary, folks across the world are looking at this particular story this morning. A story that reminds us that there come a time when we don't worship in a place, but that we will worship in spirit and in truth. Sometimes there are jokes played on us by God and we don't even realize it. Here we are today, perhaps, at least one way of looking at it, living out this story in our own way because of the COVID-19 coronavirus. This morning, I want to reflect on the story for just a minute or two through a particular lens. Like the woman at the well, it's all too easy for us to isolate ourselves. And yet, in this moment in time, we are finding that we have to do some of that because of the spread of a virus, which is, for some people who are most at risk, quite deadly. And this is why it may be more important than ever for us to reach out to one another over these next few weeks ahead. Reaching out can be hard when we're supposed to stay inside, when we're supposed to refrain from shaking hands and giving hugs, when we're supposed to be washing our hands every 5 minutes or every hour or whatever practice you have chosen to do. Reaching out can be hard when we have to find ourselves quarantining if we become sick. Reaching out can be hard when school is canceled and events are canceled, when you have to work from home. Reaching out can be hard when the shelves are empty and you find yourself in need and the prices have become inflated. It was also hard for Jesus and the Samaritan woman as well. You see, they were not only from different cultures, they were from opposing cultures. Samaritans and Jews didn't get along. The fact that Jesus and this woman from Samaria talked in this story is in fact shocking because Jews and Samaritans didn't talk. In fact, it's shocking that Jesus even chooses to go through Samaria on his way, on his journey through the wilderness, because he didn't have to, and it wasn't even necessarily the shortest journey to make. Jesus goes out of his way to get to Samaria, where the encounter with this woman from Samaria happens. Jesus and the woman had every reason to avoid one another. They had every reason to despise one another, every reason to sit alone in the solitude of their different wilderness journeys. Jesus on his way to the cross and the woman on her way to the well in shame. But Jesus finds a way to reach out. And the woman at the well reaches back just enough to connect. Jesus draws her in and she allows herself to be drawn. And in the midst of the wilderness around Jacob's well, these two come together. A woman is saved and Jesus' message, the gospel, is spread throughout the region. So, maybe, just maybe, the wilderness is not a place of loneliness, but a place of unexpected connection. And brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in our own time of wilderness, where we're having, in some ways, to isolate ourselves, to quarantine ourselves, to lessen the trips outside to public events and public spaces where many people are gathered. We're finding ourselves needing to think about every trip that we take and every person that we are going to see and come in contact with. That's a wilderness of its own. A wilderness where it would be easy to feel the sense of isolation and solitude and loneliness, no matter who you are or where you are. And yet this story reminds us that in the midst of the wilderness, there is the opportunity for unexpected connection. And that is exactly what we're going to need a lot of over these next few weeks of wilderness and isolation. Unexpected connection. And so it's in that spirit, the spirit of the story, the spirit of Jesus finding a way to meet this woman, reaching out to this woman, and this woman, despite her shame, finding a way to reach back out to Jesus and be drawn in by his love, that our church board, along with Joni and I, have met to find ways that we can continue to be the church in a time where we may need to gather physically together less. So I want to share a few things with you, which you may have read from a letter that we sent out over Facebook and email. You may have received it this morning in your email inbox. You may have heard a few of these things on the phone yesterday through a one call. We'll be sharing them additionally in some more ways as well. Seven things that I want to share with you that we have decided as we journey forward. First, worship is going to get different and creative. Like Jesus, we may not go straight to the sanctuary, but take a detour and go around towards a different land in a different way in order to be together and worship God together. We are here today in this unique way over the phone and through Facebook and through a conference call and video call. Next week, we already have some thoughts and ideas that we may have drive-up worship here at the church. And you may be able to drive in the parking lot, park your car, and hear the service and be physically present through your car seats. We'll broadcast over the radio right here locally in our parking lot and be outside and still be able to share in communion and offer our voices and our hearts together to God. So stay tuned this week as we work on that and make some decisions. But as I said, you will notice that worship may get creative. What we invite you to do is to partake in every creative endeavor that is offered. Yes, it may feel different to get on the phone and experience worship over the phone. Yes, it may feel different to do that on your iPad or your computer screen or Facebook. Stretch yourself like the woman at the well did and allow yourself to be drawn in by the love of God in perhaps a different way than you've experienced it before. Secondly, our church board made the decision reluctantly to ask all groups and activities that are scheduled to take place inside the building of Hood Memorial Christian Church, which include more than six persons meeting together, to find an alternative way to gather in the work that you may do. An alternative way that does not involve the in-person meetings within the church building. And we're asking this to begin effective this coming Tuesday, March 17th. We're just allowing a day for that word to get out and for folks to make those alternative arrangements. There's a lot of reasons for this alternative way of meeting together. We won't go into all of those today, but we do want to share with you that decision. The church does have this conference call technology. It can be through phone and video. And so we will offer that technology to all those who meet in our space so that they may have access to that as well, as it may be a way that they can continue to meet even if not from our local building. Keep in mind that does apply to those groups under six people. So if that's just a meeting of two or three or four or five persons, those are fine to continue. We do ask if you meet that you bring some cleaner and help to clean and sanitize things, all those flat surfaces, wash your hands and all those good things if you do come to the building. Because people are in here and will be in here in the weeks ahead, we want to do our best to keep this building clean. And as you know, all of the sanitation products are sold out at all the nearby stores. I wish that 2 months ago we had stocked up. And perhaps hindsight is 2020, and we will learn some lessons from this and perhaps make some different decisions in the future. These two decisions that I've told you will be evaluated on a week-to-week basis. So that's number three that I want to share with you. Yes, many congregations and groups have made decisions that impact the next 2 to 3 weeks, up to a month in some cases. We have made the decision because information is changing so quickly and so day-to-day to do these updates every week. So I can't tell you exactly what next Sunday's worship will be, but we will have that information to you by about Friday this coming week. We will make these decisions using the best information that we can get, the most current information that we can get, and we'll update you, the congregation, as quickly as we can once those decisions have been made. We think that this is the best way to utilize the recommendations from our federal, state, and local governments in service of you and as we seek to be together and worship God. Number four, Joni and I will begin tomorrow to host a daily prayer gathering via conference call, through which we will share our joys and concerns, we'll pray for one another, and our community will offer encouragement to you. We'll connect those in need to resources as best that we can through that call, and we will share the latest and best information that we have regarding the COVID-19 coronavirus. This promises to be a fairly short call, probably about 15 minutes, although we're not trying to pre-plan how long it takes, but we don't anticipate this being anywhere near an hour or even 30 minutes. But we will offer a short time of prayer, encouragement, and sharing of resources and information. We hope that you will join us there. You can use the phone number that we shared with you that you might be using right now to call in. You can also use the video conference on your mobile device, your iPad, or your web browser on your computer connected to the internet. We really hope that many of you will take advantage of being together in this way. While we may not be together physically, we will, as Christ says, be together in spirit and in truth. Number five, we are going to be working over the next few days to create a support system through which persons connected to our church family can share resources and needs. We're very mindful that many of you and us have already been to the stores and not been able to find some of the things that we need because of the mass onslaught when things started to become shared through our government and our local institutions. And so some of you may have gotten out and been able to get stockpiled. Others may have not been able to get out at all and have little to nothing for the next few weeks. We are going to do our best to create a network of sharing. Someone may be in need of some soap and someone else may have plenty that can share it. And so we'll be looking at your email, these conference prayer calls each day, our website, as we create that system of resource sharing over the coming days.
And I'm going to add one thing there, and that is it's come to my attention, especially over the past 24 hours with kids being out of school. Parents, this is going to be a great opportunity for us to be able to dig into some resources and do some daily time digging into the Bible with our kids that we might not always get. So look out for those resources, families, because we're going to be getting those to you in the next day or so that as kids are at home and needing something to engage in, we will have some biblical things, some Bible activities sent your way as well that they can engage in. So be on the lookout for the families.
Through your email, through our website, through Facebook, and we'll certainly share those over the conference calls each day as well.
We'll get those to you. That'll be important.
Number six, we want to encourage all of you who may be in one of those at-risk or high-risk groups, specifically those who are over 65 years of age, those who have a chronic respiratory condition, and those who may have an autoimmune condition or disease. We want to encourage you to stay at home and allow persons within our church family who are under 50 years of age to assist you with errands outside of your home. That may sound all kinds of ways to you, but we are going to work to have folks that are willing to run to Carly C's or Food Lion or wherever to pick up groceries for you if you are over 65 or have a respiratory condition or an autoimmune condition. All you need to do is reach out to Joni or myself. We'll share, you have those numbers, no doubt. We'll share those numbers on Facebook and our website and, of course, our blogs and daily calls. Please reach out to us through phone call or text and let us know, and we will connect you to someone who can go and run an errand for you. I can't stress right now how important it is if you are in a high-risk group to do this. Yes, many of you might be thinking that this disease, this virus is going to spread. No doubt it will. However, as much as we can be a part of the solution in our community to slowing the spread of the virus and allowing our healthcare system and our government to get as many test kits together, to find those treatments and the best practices, that will save lives. Even meeting here in worship this day in this way is a measure to save lives. For if we help to prevent the spread today, it allows more time for all of those systems to get the needed treatments and tests and materials that they need to save a life.
Care for all of creation by making these simple measures.
So having said that, I want to remind you that if you are over 65, have a respiratory condition or an autoimmune disease, please reach out to Joni or myself. You can even send a message through Facebook. You can call us, you can text us, you can email us, and we will connect you with someone in our church family who can run an errand for you or pick up some groceries for you. I've even heard that Carly Sees is delivering now, so there's even those kind of options as you might need things. Number seven, and lastly, you're going to hear us talk a little bit more over the next few weeks about ways that we can give and support one another in our church family and our local community through our online giving solutions at our website. If you're present here for worship today in this way, we invite you to go to hoodmemorial.org, click on Give, and you can offer your offering in benevolence and support of the mission and ministry of this family of faith in that way. That's not simply a call to help us keep the lights on here in this building. The lights are going to be off a good bit over the next few weeks, but we are going to be redirecting some of our resources further towards benevolence, towards helping you all and those outside in our community who are in need of assistance, whether that's someone to pick those groceries up for you, or helping you find something that you've been unable to find, or to simply have a presence in your life in a time where you're feeling a little stir crazy by being at home. So please engage in that online giving solution, and we encourage you to do so. During a time such as this, we can be the church in powerful, powerful ways. Simply because we need to refrain from meeting in our sanctuary and our fellowship hall and the classrooms in this building and the spaces for gathering doesn't mean that we stop church. And that's why we haven't said to you, church is canceled. Church is not canceled. We are the church, and we will continue to be the church, even if not face-to-face, for these coming weeks. We will be the church in all these ways that we have outlined, these seven ways that we can continue to reach out to God and to one another. And we truly believe that as our board and pastors have been praying for God's guidance and God's healing during this time of a rapid virus spread and this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, that these are some of the ways that God has spoken back to us that we can and should be the church in the days ahead. So let us join hands together with God as God is reaching out to us through some different ways in the weeks ahead, and be the body of Christ in a world that is afflicted by this coronavirus pandemic. We shall love God. We shall love one another. And we shall do that in some unique ways that engage the best technology and the best practices that we can find. And in this way, we shall overcome.